Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Jaish al-Islam, the last rebel faction in control of territory in eastern Ghouta, which is on the outskirts of the Syrian capital Damascus, says it will not withdraw to other opposition-held areas of Syria. Australian National University scholar Amin Saikal.
Jaish al-Islam has said that would like to resist any pressures either from the Syrian government or, for that matter, from Russians, and they would like to defend their areas. But how long they are able to do that, because I think the force which has been deployed by the Syrian government and the Russians is overwhelming.
Other rebel groups in eastern Ghouta have withdrawn under deals negotiated with the Syrian government ally, Russia. After a month-long ground and air offensive, some rebel fighters agreed to be transported to northern Syria. Saudi media reports say fragment from a barrage of ballistic missiles fired into Saudi Arabia, allegedly by Iran-backed Yemeni Houthi rebels, has killed one person, wounded two in Riyadh. Saudi Arabian Air Force says it has intercepted, destroyed seven missiles shot over Riyadh and three other cities. Rebels have fired a number of missiles into Saudi Arabia since last year. Sierra Leone opposition leader Julius Maada Bio, winner of the first round of a presidential election earlier this month, has criticized the ruling party's successful bid to have a runoff poll delayed over alleged fraud. Bio, who briefly was head of a military junta in the 1990s, had been meant to face a face-off against the ruling All People's Congress candidate Samora Camara on Tuesday. This is VOA News. Demonstrators in Barcelona clashed with police after former Catalan president Carlos Puigdemont was taken into custody by German police. Monash University analyst Carlo Uxo said Puigdemont had left Belgium, where he had been residing for 5 months.
He has left Belgium before. He went to another European country. I think the idea was to try to show to the world that everybody in Europe, that he couldn't be persecuted in Europe. Therefore, why was Spain doing that?
Spain's Supreme Court has ruled that Puigdemont and more than two dozen others would be tried for rebellion, embezzlement, and disobeying international arrest warrants. British Defense Secretary Gavin Williamson and his Estonian counterpart Jüri Luik have underlined the importance of military deployments and unity in the wake of the nerve agent attack on former Russian spy in the English city of Salisbury. At a joint news conference, Luik spoke about the challenges in the world today.
The threats we face today are not only in battlefield. They are much more complex and hard to identify. You may nowadays face intimidation in cyberspace and in such a shocking way as we witnessed a week ago in the UK.
In a boost, British Prime Minister Theresa May, the 28-member European Union, collectively condemned the attack on former spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter, who remain hospitalized in critical condition. Russia's denied any responsibility for the nerve agent attack. Foreign experts and entrepreneurs at the ongoing China Development Forum in Beijing have voiced their disappointment at President Trump's decision to potentially impose $60 billion in tariffs on goods imported into the U.S. from China. Pascal Lamy, former Director General of the World Trade Organization.
The cost of breaking these links would be very important. I hope that the U.S. system itself will take in consideration the huge cost for the U.S. which a quote-unquote trade war would have.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin on Fox News Sunday.
I'm cautiously hopeful we reach an agreement, but if not, we are proceeding with these tariffs. We are not putting them on hold unless we have an acceptable agreement that the president signs off on.
Chinese Vice Premier Han Zheng says trade protectionism will lead to nowhere and encourages the U.S. to back off the increased tariffs proposal by Mr. Trump. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.